Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, June 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, a bunch. Born this day in 1903, the author of the prophetic 1984 and Animal Farm, George Orwell. From Recorded Books, Incorporated.
Though 1984 is a denunciation of Stalinism and of Stalin's treatment of truth, that by controlling men's minds, the party controls the truth, it is also a warning to the rest of the world that in a society that builds machines which act like men and creates men who act like machines, it is possible that you, too, may come to love Big Brother.
June Lockhart, the mom on Lassie and Lost in Space, is 88. Basketball great Willis Reed is 71.
We can never know about the days to come.
Carly Simon is 68 today. Jimmy Walker is 66. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is 59 today. This day in history, June 25th, 1876, in Montana, the Battle of the Little Bighorn, in which General George Armstrong Custer and the 7th Cavalry were slaughtered by the Sioux and Cheyenne. From the History Channel.
The myth of the Battle of the Little Bighorn is a gallant, heroic last stand to the last man and last bullet. The gallant, heroic last stand. This, in fact, was a gruesome, terrible affair.
June 25th, 2009, 5 years ago, Michael Jackson died at his home in Los Angeles. This day in 1999, the San Antonio Spurs won their first NBA championship. Number one on the charts in 1971. After writing countless hits for others, Carole King had her first number one with It's Too Late. On the KETR events calendar this morning at 10:30, story time and crafts for preschool children at the Commerce Public Library. The library is located at 1210 Park Street in downtown Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from George Orwell, born this day in 1903. Much to choose from. How's this? Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Well, lots to talk about. I think anybody who has passed through downtown Commerce lately cannot possibly miss that new mural that appears to be almost complete.
Well, it will be complete. They just have to outline the red lettering at the top. If you've seen the sketch drawings of what it's going to look like, you can see the red lettering outlined in white. And so that's all they're finishing there. But the second mural, which will be completed by the end of summer one, on the east side of the old police building at Alamo and Pecan Streets, has started as well. And that'll be kind of just strictly a Texas and Commerce type of mural. So we're waiting to see that.
And you said that's on the side of the building that used to be the police headquarters?
Yes, that faces the new City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? And this is, again, this is something that the art students at the university are doing.
Yes, and I think ultimately the high school students will get involved a little bit in the summer, early fall.
And, of course, Dr. Pepper is at least the big one there in the center of downtown.
Yes. And there and I can't tell you what the exact bottom line of the check was, but they contributed quite a bit to it.
Yeah. What about there's been some discussion about a splash park, or then there's some alternatives to that would go with the larger of those two murals, the Dr. Pepper mural. Where does that stand, John?
Well, here's part of the problem. As you know, we've been kind of having discussions since the old city pool went out about 3 years ago, and the city cannot afford to have a put in a new pool at this point in time. And so we've had other options that have been proposed, and a couple of times we've explored the possibility of putting in a splash park. That's on the on and off the burner. At the last City Hall meeting, former mayor and city council member John Sands brought in a picture of a small pool, a fountain type of process that is not neither a swimming pool or a splash park. I'm not sure that the fountain design is supposed to be for children to play in. How it would be kind of hard to keep them out, I think, if we had them up there. So we're exploring that at the moment.
Yeah. Of course, do you have to, even with something as shallow as that, you have to be concerned with kids getting into and the safety aspect of it.
Yes, you would. And we're, as I said, we're still in the talking stages now, and what we talked about at the last City Hall meeting, and we're looking forward to the August 2nd meeting that we'll be having on the budget, so maybe some of these ideas will come to closure on August the 2nd.
Splash Park would be considerably more expensive.
Quite a bit, yes.
Right, okay. So anyway, those discussions ongoing, and
yes,
that's still very much an open subject.
Yes.
We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bilotti. Now, coming up Friday, July 11th, we have the Girls State Softball Tournament, which is quite a big deal.
We have been very fortunate in Commerce the last 3 years to host the girls' 7- and 8-year-old. 3 years ago, a group came and liked it, and then the 7-year-olds that were left on that 7 and 8 team wanted to come back. And so this is the third year, and that will be started about 6 o'clock, the opening ceremony, 6 o'clock, at the Gloria Patterson Field, which is the old Field 4 at Eddie Moore Park. Also, what's going to happen as soon as the opening ceremonies take place at the Field 1, which is the boys' baseball field, will be dedicated as the Bob Mills Field. And that will happen shortly after the opening ceremony. And then when that is finished, we'll have the first pitch at the Gloria Patterson Field shortly thereafter, probably somewhere around, I guess, 7 o'clock or so. And then the tournament, I believe, begins on Saturday morning.
And, of course, Bob Mills, the former Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Commerce, and a guy who spent many an hour at that facility and died in a traffic accident a few weeks ago.
Mr. Park and Recreation,
he
yes.
He was indeed.
And another thing, too, I think this is the first year we will have had the girls' 16- to 19-year-old state tournament. That will be in Commerce as well at the same time. The games will either be played at the high school softball field or Kane Field Complex, to be determined.
Now, this is the Dixie Youth Baseball and Softball Organization. It's a girls' state softball tournament for girls from did you say, about 7 up to...
7 and 8-year-old is one division, and then 16 to 19-year-old is the other division.
So little girls up to big girls. Good. And real quickly, what's new on Tipitina's, which we've talked about?
Well, just
about
continuing
before.
Work. They have completed all the asbestos abatement in the building and all the junk. If people had been driving by Church Street, they've seen a number of big, large dumpsters filling and being dumped. And as far as I know, now they are beginning to work on the inside. Once again, no completion date.
Right. And this is the music facility,
yes,
a facility for musicians that would be going into the old A.L. Day Elementary School building on
yes.
the east side of Commerce.
Correct.
Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always my pleasure.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.